a lot more fun if you believe it.
Yeah.
Brother Caleb, would you pray for us, please? Remind me what book we're in.
Revelation.
Revelation. How many revelations are there?
One.
Who wrote it?
God.
God the Father. What did He do with it? He gave it to God the Son. What did the Son do with it? He gave it to the angel. What did the angel do with it? He gave it to John. What did John do with it?
He gave it to us.
Yes, amen. What verse has the outline in it? Revelation 1:19. What's the phrase, the things which thou hast seen? What time period does that go with? That's the past. Now, preacher, you can't play no more. You're getting them all. Now, what chapters go with the past? One is right. What about the phrase, things which are? What time period is that? Present tense. What chapters? 2 and 3 is correct. How about the things which shall be hereafter? That's the future is correct. What chapters? 4 to the end. That's correct. All that, you're doing good. How many themes? 2. Give me one of them. We're going to adore His person as we go through here. It's the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to adore Him as we go through there. What's the second theme? We're going to accept His plan. We believe every word of it's true. Not one word has changed. And I'm glad about it. I accept the fact He invented prayer. I accept the fact that He's the Savior. I accept the fact that He's my sinless substitute and I'm worthless. And I need Him. Yes, amen. Amen. Okay, we all doing great on your review. We have looked at the 7 churches. And I'm wanting to go ahead and read chapter 4, verse 1, but I can't do it yet. I'm wanting to get on over there. We're still in chapter 3, I hate to tell you. One thing I forgot to emphasize last week is the Laodicean age starts in 1900. We've been giving you the years on all the others. Well, when's it end, Brother Rick, at chapter 4, verse 1? It starts in 1900. It's Westcott and Hoard had their dirty work ready right on time.
Yep.
Right on time to start this Laodicean age because they're going to need some other books. They're not going to be able to go with this, the Laodiceans. It's not going to work out good for them. Too much to change. Don't forget that their book, they never claimed to be the same as the Bible. They never claimed that. Now, my friends that carry a version, they tell me the versions are the same thing as this, but Westcott and Hort never said that. They said they were headed a revolutionary new direction. They said they were interested in new insight. And they said they had a reassessment of values. They never said it was the same. Matter of fact, they said they looked for some expected differences. Ended up with 5,800 of them. The Laodiceans need that. They need that. The enemy made sure they got it. The enemy, because he knew they needed it. But now we are. I'm wanting to go to chapter 4, verse 1, but I can't do it yet. I'm sorry. I'm wanting to get over there. Let's look at 2 Timothy, Brother Jeremy. It's not on the paper. 2 Timothy 3. The fact is, we're in the last days. We're in the last days of the age of grace, the church age. We're in the last days of the Laodicean age. It's 11:30.
Yeah.
It's time for the Lord to come back. It's time. That's the next thing to happen. We're in the last days of man running things. It's just about time for the Lord to come back. And when He comes back, He's not going to be a Democrat. He's not going to be a Republican. He's not going to take sides. He's not going to be a Baptist. He's not going to be a Catholic. He's not going to be a Methodist. He's going to take over.
Yeah.
He's coming back to take over. He's not coming back to take sides.
Right.
And it's just about time. Let's look at it. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Peril. Anybody see anything that's perilous?
Yeah.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Now, everybody's got a self. I've got a self. Mine's as wicked as yours is. But something different about this age and time. The Bible says men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud. Everybody's got an eye. I got an eye. I's the center word in pride. I's the center letter in sin. Rick's the problem. The things Rick does not the problem. Rick's the problem.
The things Rick does.
Yeah. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. You know, like over at Walmart and McDonald's, you might notice that. Unthankful. You might notice that over at Rick's house. Unholy. Without natural affection. Truce breakers. False accusers. Incontinent. Fierce, despisers of those that are good, calling good evil and evil good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. You know, we're just about half full this morning. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. For of this sort, this kind, are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins. We're talking about Bible creeps.
Yep.
Led away with diverse lust, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. We're talking about Laodiceans in the last days. And then along with that, the first version came out in America in 1901. Now, I'm wanting to go over to chapter 4, verse 1. But I can't do it yet. I want to look here. I want to talk a little bit about the rapture. When I go like this over on this side, I'm talking about the rapture. When I go like this over on this side, I'm talking about the second coming. And you already know there's 7 years in between.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
That's right.
But I need to emphasize it this morning. I need a definition before I get over there to the good. Okay, the rapture over here is going to be involve a translation of all believers to their resurrected body. Any believers in here? Well, when the rapture happens, you're going to be translated to your new body. That's when it happens. Mine will have hair. I don't know about yours. You might still know me. I'm not sure. 7 years later, the second coming over here, there's no translation at all. No translation at all. Over here at the rapture, the translated saints are going to go to heaven. You got to have that new body first because no man can look at God and live.
Right.
It's going to be too much. We won't be able to take it.
Right.
It will be too much. The translated saints go to heaven. 7 years later, over here at the second coming, translated saints return to earth from heaven.
Yeah.
Over here at the rapture, the next thing to happen, the earth is not judged.
Right.
But over here, at the second coming, when the Lord comes back with His saints, the earth is judged and His righteousness is established and He sets up His kingdom in Jerusalem and rules the world from there. Sin will be punished immediately. We'll be going on a honeymoon. It's just about time. Over here at the rapture, it's imminent. That means it can happen at any second. We might be home before we get home. It can happen any time. If you're not a believer, I'd make sure any moment. And by the way, the rapture is signless. There's no sign that the rapture's coming. Matter of fact, well, we'll read some verses about that a little later maybe. Matter of fact, it's right when you think not. Over here at the second coming, 7 years after the rapture, it follows definite predicted signs from the Old Testament, including the tribulation is one of the signs. Over here, the rapture is not in the Old Testament. Now, we're going to see in a little bit, we've got a couple of pictures of it, but no signs, no promises of a rapture in the Old Testament. Some types. Over here, the second coming, it's predicted often in the Old Testament. Therefore, they miss some things. Over here, the rapture, it's for believers only. And don't forget, the believe in the Bible is to receive. John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. The ones that believe on Him are the ones that receive Him. The ones that receive Him are the ones that believe on Him.
Right.
You want to make sure you've believed on Him. The rapture is for believers only. It's not for everybody. Everybody's not going. 7 years later, the second coming, it affects all men.
Right.
It affects all men on earth. Over here, the rapture, it's before the day of wrath. It's another name for tribulation.
Right.
Over here at the second coming, it concludes the day of wrath.
Right.
It's the end of it. Over here at the rapture, no reference to the enemy, to Satan. Over here, Satan is bound for 1,000 years. That's how we're going to get ready to go on the honeymoon. We're going to spend a honeymoon with him for 1,000 years. The enemy is bound in chains. Over here at the rapture, Christ comes for his own. All believers. All believers. Over here, Christ comes with his own. Coming back on a white Tennessee Walker, and we get one too. Or something better, maybe. Probably be a little bit better. Over here at the rapture, he comes in the air. Over here at the second coming, he comes to earth. His foot touches down on the Mount of Olives. It splits from east to west. And like we said, he takes over. Over here at the rapture, he comes to claim his bride. Yeah. Over here at the second coming, he's coming with his bride. Over here at the rapture, only his own seen. Do you belong to him? Does he belong to you?
Yes.
You're going to see him.
Yeah.
Over here at the second coming, every eye will see.
That is right.
Oh, yeah. Over here at the rapture, as soon as the rapture happens, the tribulation begins. Over here at the second coming, as soon as he comes back and touches down, the millennium kingdom begins. The kingdom calls the kings here. Millennium, it's 1,000 years. Over here at the rapture, it's for the church only. It's for believers only. I'd make sure I was in today. Today would be a good day to make sure you got in, that you received Christ. Now, I'm wanting to go over and read chapter 4, verse 1, but I can't go over there yet. I'm wanting to. First, I want you to know that there are 7 raptures. Let's look at those a little bit. Here's Enoch in Genesis 5. Here's a picture I'm telling you about. It's not a promise. It's not a promise. Genesis 5. But it's a picture or a type, kind of like the ark's a type of Christ. Here's a type or a picture of the rapture in Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not. For God took him. That's what's going to happen. God's going to take us. See, Americans have astronauts. Russians have cosmonauts. Enoch was a was not. He was walking along. We're going to be walking along, and we're going to be a was not. We was there, and now we're not. That's what's going to happen. You see it again in Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated. Got his new body, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Well, it'll be good if I please God. The first way you please God is to receive him. That's the first step to receiving. Here's another Old Testament picture. Again, not a promise, not a sign. Elijah in 2 Kings. Second Kings 2. Verse 1. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Now, the word rapture is not in the Bible. Sister Kim will argue with you. It's in hers because it's in that heading up there at the top. But you got take up and caught up and all that stuff. And that's the rapture. Verse 11, you see it again. Verse 11, 2 Kings 2, 11. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up with a whirlwind into heaven. One day we're going to win up. And one day we're going to was not. It's what's going to happen. Then the Lord. Now, Mark 16:19. I forget about this. We use Mark 16:15 a lot. But here's another picture. This is more than a picture. 16:19. Now, I always think of Acts 1 on this, and we'll look at that in a minute. But here's Mark 16:19. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. One day you're going to be received up. It's going to be a good reception. Acts 1. There's going to be a reception party for you one day. Acts 1, that's the rapture. Here the Lord is a rapture, I guess you'd call it. Acts 1, 9, starting in 9. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. He got raptured. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Amen. That's going to be over here.
Amen.
That's going to be over here. There's another type of the rapture. Then Revelation 12. Verse 5 again, the Lord again, three pictures of the Lord. Revelation 12:5. Up above that, there's a woman in verse 12. There's a great wonder in heaven, a woman. And then she has a child in verse 2. Verse 5, and she brought forth a man child. That was Israel, by the way. Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. That's what's going to happen to us. We're going to get caught up unto God. Right. Unto God. He's the one that's going to receive us. Philip in Acts 8. Acts 8:39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And the eunuch saw him no more, and the eunuch went on his way rejoicing. Philip got caught away. One day, real soon, we're going to get caught away.
Amen.
We might be home before we get home. Paul, 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 2, starting in verse 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven. The first heaven is where you look up out there and the birds are flying around. the second heavens where the sun, moon, and stars live. And then out past that somewhere, there's a third heaven. That's where God lives. That's where we're going. That's what we're going to call home later on one day. The third heaven. This is where we're going to get caught up to. Paul did. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth how that he was caught up into paradise. That's what's going to happen to you. This is another picture. He was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it's not lawful for a man to utter. And then, that's Paul. Then 1 Thessalonians 4, here's the church. 1 Thessalonians 4, 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. That's those. That's Tommy Warburton. That's Brother Darrell. That's Mom, Mamaw, Papaw. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Rapture. We're talking about rapture. Let's just go ahead and read it. You want to? Let's read. Revelation 4:1. Now here Brother John gets raptured. Now I've been saying it's us, but you already know that John is a picture of the church. He laid his head on Jesus' breast and heard the heartbeat of God. John is a picture of the church, but technically this is John here getting raptured, but it's the same thing that's going to happen to us. Revelation 4:1, after this, are you ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah,
let's go. Okay, here we go. After this I looked and behold a door. That's going to be the Lord, isn't it? We'll go back later and look at it. He's in John 10, the door, Jesus is. After this I looked and a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet. That was Jesus in chapter 1, verse 10. Remember that? John turned and saw the voice talking with me, said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. See, one day real soon, you're going to be a was not. You're going to be received up. You're going to be taken up. You're going to be caught up. You're going to come up hither. You're going to be caught up rejoicing forevermore after that. We're going to go see him. That's the next thing to happen. Why would that happen, Brother Rick? Well, let's see. 1 Corinthians 15. What's the purpose? What's the purpose, Brother Rick? 1 Corinthians 15. 50. Yeah, praise the Lord. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. We have to have that new body. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Not just the nursery, all of us. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Well, quit praying about it, Brother Teddy. We're going to be changed then. There won't be no more asking. It's going to be a done deal. 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The Lord already took care of all that. He already died for us, already rose again. The tomb's empty. It's Sunday morning. 1 John 3:2. Why? Beloved, now. You're just as saved as you'll ever be. You're just as saved as you was the day you got saved. You haven't lost nothing. If you started it, you can lose it. But if the Lord starts it, it'll go on forever. Right. Beloved, now. Now.
Yeah. Now.
Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know. Do you know it this morning? We know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall seem as He is. That's the why. It's at any moment, it's an imminent return. It might happen, before 11. It might happen before we get home. It might happen before lunch. It might happen before noon. He's coming back.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5. It's imminent, any moment. And it should cause Brother Rick to live a pure life. It should. The purpose of this. Surely I don't want to get caught with my hand in the cookie jar, do I? For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, if I just melted right down in the wood, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal. In the heaven. That's a new body. For this, in this old house we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. It's coming. It's on order. It's in the makings. It's on the way right now. That brand new robe of righteousness and the new body to go together. Okay. It's the last days. It's the last days of man running things. Here's some signs of the second coming. Not the rapture, but the second coming. So if you see anything in here, don't forget we're at least 7 years ahead of these signs.
That's right.
Here's some things that no other generation ever saw. And one of them, if you remember, is me in shorts. See, I was telling you. See, one reason I don't wear shorts. See, I'm so bow-legged, I couldn't stop a hog in a ditch. And matter of fact, that one guy said, is them your legs or are you riding a chicken? Now, some take this class because they're interested in Antichrist. But not you all. You took it because you want to adore the Christ.
Right. Amen.
And you want to accept His plan.
Sure.
And that's why you're here. Okay, here's number one. Some things that no other generation's ever seen. It's the signs of the last days of man running things and God getting ready to run them. Luke 21:24 says... Sorry, I didn't give you this either, Jeremy. I'm sorry. Luke 21:24, and they, Israel, shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. A.D. 1970, we're learning on Thursday night, Israel was dispersed. She was a nation and then she wasn't. She didn't exist anywhere on earth. May the 14th, 1948, Israel was restored as a nation. That's never happened before in history where there was a nation and it wasn't a nation and then it become a nation again. But God said it would happen. We just read part of it there. And on top of that, August the 23rd, 2017, Jerusalem was restored as its capital. The capital of Israel was moved back to Jerusalem. And Israel and Russia was broken at the end of World War II. Might as well say there wasn't one. But Israel and Russia both had to be restored for Ezekiel 38 and 39 to be fulfilled. Now, your homework is this week, read Ezekiel 38 and 39, because next week we'll be talking about that. That'll be the lesson next week. Number one thing no other generation has never seen is a nation restored. And it happened to Israel just like God said it would in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Number two thing, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Just one example. I'm sure every one of you could give me 10 examples of falling away. I mean, it used to be everybody had a grandma that believed the Bible. Now, the grandmas are in jail. June the 25th, 1962, the United States Supreme Court banned prayer and Bible reading from American public schools. No other generation ever saw that. Number three, and we just learned about this on Thursday night, the ecumenical movement. And we'll get some more of that. I might stop right here in a minute. This will be a real good place to stop. I looked up ecumenical, and it means the habitable part of the world. So worldwide. And what we're talking about is a one world church, one world government. It said the definition's universal, or like a general council. A one world church movement. And that's what's going on. That's never happened before. No other generation ever saw that. And it's a sign of the last days of man running things and God coming back and taking over.
Right.
I'll just give you a couple more. We got a couple minutes. Number four, there's four world powers that's been formed in this generation. Russia's ready to invade little Israel from the north. United Arab Republic is ready to invade little Israel from the south. Red China's ready to invade little Israel from the east. And the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, they started off with 10 nations. Now they got 17. It'll probably drop back to 10 again, like Daniel said, before the end. They use the euro dollar, and they're ready to invade little Israel from the west. This is some things that no other generation's ever seen. Travel. The Philadelphian age that we just left, if they went anywhere, they walked, rode a Tennessee Walker, rode in a buggy, ox cart, or sailed in a sailing boat, sailing vessel. Never saw anything like Daniel said it happened. He said, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Isaac Newton, a Bible believer, said, predicted we would travel at 50 miles an hour. Voltaire, a skeptic, said a man cannot breathe above 30 miles an hour. But this is before paved roads. Before cars and planes, before man went to the moon and back. No other generation has seen what we're seeing. It's predicted. And the knowledge explosion that Daniel talked about here. 90% of all scientists are alive right now. And 90% of the drugs that you may or may not use, prescription drugs, were not known about 10 years ago. Knowledge. If you don't believe me, ask Google how smart we are. I mean, it's almost unbelievable how smart we are. And then, this new age since World War I and World War II, since we've had world wars, Matthew predicted it in the first 8 verses, is this about the new age and the rise of nation against nation, the world wars. Verse 9 to 28 is the tribulation period. Verse 29 to 31 is the revelation of Jesus Christ over here. And since then, there's been famines. 1920 after World War II, or World War I, the Great Chinese Famine, 3.5 million starved to death. Then 1922, the Great Russian Famine. 1929, another Great China Famine. Pestilences. In 1920, in London, the Spanish flu killed 9 million. In India, 5 million. In the United States, 500,000. We're talking about pestilences. And then you got the COVID 20. Then earthquakes. That's in Matthew, predicted in Matthew. December 1920, China, 300,000 died, 3 times more than ever before. Every 30 seconds, there's an earthquake. There's a lot of numbers on those earthquakes. February 1971, California, 60 died, hundreds injured. And then May 1970, Peru, 65,000 died in an earthquake. Other generations hadn't seen that. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you.